Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On April 8, 1864, in Washington, D.C., the United States Senate passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
To mark the end of slavery in America, we tend to focus on January 1st, 1863, the date of President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, or on Juneteenth, June 17th, the day in 1865 when Union troops took Galveston, Texas, and made emancipation a national reality. April 8th, however, was a day in 1864 that's worth remembering. On that springtime Friday in Washington, the United States Senate passed what became the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the amendment abolishing slavery in America. Championed by Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, the lawmaker who had been brutally beaten on the floor of the Senate by a South Carolina congressman before the war, the amendment sought to revolutionize American life. Abolition came to pass for many reasons. There was the remarkable bravery of black people throughout the long and tragic history of slavery, people who rose up to resist human bondage. There were the black Americans who fled Confederate lines for Union lines during the war, and the black Americans who took up arms for the Union and for a Constitution that, until April 8, 1864, did not seem likely to free them. Long and extreme on the wide spectrum of American politics, abolitionists believe the 1864 election a turning point. A constitutional amendment, the abolitionist Wendell Phillips said during the campaign, would put things beyond men for all time to come. James M. Ashley of Ohio spoke of abolition as the necessary condition for American survival. He said, "Man's capacity for self-government is on trial before the world, and we must conquer, or the verdict will be against democratic government and in favor of privilege and despotism everywhere." The tide of the time was running in favor of abolition. The amendment was, of course, controversial. It made permanent what Lincoln's proclamation had done only provisionally. The language read, Section 1, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction." Section 2, "Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation." To Sumner, justice was long overdue. 4 years before, in June 1860, he had delivered a mighty speech to the Senate on what he called the barbarism of slavery. In it, he said this: "This is no time for soft words or excuses. All such are out of place. They may turn away wrath, but what is the wrath of man? This is no time to abandon any advantage in the argument. Senators sometimes announce that they resist slavery on political grounds only, and remind us that they say nothing of the moral question. This is wrong. Slavery must be resisted not only on political grounds, but on all other grounds, whether social, economical, or moral. Ours is no holiday contest, nor is it any strife of rival factions, but it is a solemn battle between right and wrong, between good and evil. Such a battle cannot be fought with excuses or with rose water. There is austere work to be done, and freedom cannot consent to fling away any of her weapons." Now, in 1864, when the outcome of the Civil War remained in doubt, Sumner urged the Senate to take up the weapon of amendment and abolish slavery. And the Senate did, on April 8th, by a vote of 38-6. The House of Representatives would resist the amendment when it crossed the Capitol to be considered, but a marker, an undeniable marker, had been laid down. If Lincoln prevailed in the presidential election then unfolding, the forces of emancipation would try again. And he did prevail. After the election, the president and his men assiduously lobbied for the requisite two-thirds majority in the House. It was the right thing to do, and the president believed the amendment's passage with border state votes would at last show the Confederacy that war was done. "The passage of this amendment will clinch the whole subject," Lincoln said. "It will bring the war, I have no doubt, rapidly to a close." Federal appointments, legislative favors, and even bribes were rumored to be on offer. "Money will certainly do it if patriotism fails," one of William Seward's agents said. The great measure of the 19th century, the Pennsylvania lawmaker Thaddeus Stevens remarked, was passed by corruption, aided and abetted by the purest man in America, Lincoln himself. God might be omnipotent, but in this case, he needed a bit of help, and Lincoln provided it. At 4 o'clock on the afternoon of Tuesday, January 31st, 1865, the House approved the 13th Amendment, 119-56, with 8 members not voting. "I would rather stand solitary with my name recorded for this amendment than to have all the honors which could be heaped upon me by any party in opposition to this proposition," John Cason, a Republican from Iowa, said. Lincoln delivered brief but heartfelt remarks at the White House. "The amendment," the president said, "is a king's cure for all the evils. It winds the whole thing up." He could not but congratulate all present, himself and the country and the whole world, upon this great moral victory. A victory that should be marked on this date. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to like skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.